podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Remember the old thing? Even movies, it used to be an old thing years ago where they would talk about, you know, kids switched at the hospital accidentally and one baby goes home with, you know, the wrong parents and stuff like that. And I remember thinking, oh, that probably never happens. Well, I did some research and found out it's rare, but it does happen. There was one internet thing that went around that said, you know, there's 28,000 babies a year that are given to the wrong parents.
Golly.
And other people come back and said, no, that's an exaggeration. It's not that high. But I talked to somebody who worked in a delivery section of a hospital. And she said, I've seen it happen. She goes, it's so rare now because, I mean, they quickly bracelet babies and stuff like that. She goes, but it has happened. So I was talking to Jeremy about this, and this is kind of a, I don't know, it's like mind candy that everybody can play. No matter how old you are, you can play this game. I want you to imagine, Jeremy, that your sweet little Lila, who's coming up on being 5 months old.
Yeah.
Dang, time flies. What if you found, there's two questions for you. What if you found out today that she got switched at the hospital and Lila is not your Lila, it's somebody else's baby, and they are raising Lila. You find out, do you make the switch back right now?
Yes.
Okay.
At 18 weeks.
Even though
you make the switch.
You've bonded with that little dark-skinned brunette baby?
Yes, even so. Because I think it would be easier to make the switch now than finding out when they are one.
That's my next question.
And
I want you to now consider her at 2 years old.
Couldn't do it then.
And at 2 years old, you find out this is somebody else's baby. They have your baby.
Right.
Do you want to switch back? You're going to say no.
Couldn't do it probably at that age. Because then, I mean, they have really connected with you. They're talking.
They know you.
They know you. They know who you are.
I bet they have an opinion on it.
Where right now, you're just a boob and a goo-goo-goo to them. Where I could switch her at 18
you're
months.
You're just a boob to us, too.
Goo-goo-goo.
Goo-goo-goo.
But yeah, once you hit two and they're walking around and
you don't make the switch back.
There's a bigger bond, I think.
Do you think Nicole could do it?
God, I have no idea. Wait, now or at two?
Now. I don't think so. I think
probably not.
You dance with the one you came with.
Because, you know, as the mom, she has developed a greater bond with little Lila than I have. So it would be extremely difficult for her to make the switch in the middle of the night in a dark alley.
I don't think it would have to be like that. In fact, there would probably be TV crews there filming the whole thing.
Hey, you got the baby?
I had friends of mine years ago who went through a very long adoption process. And I'm talking at least 2 or 3 years and tens of thousands of dollars. And never got a baby, never got a baby, never got a baby. Mm. This is a true story. And then one day, they got the phone call, we have a child for you. And it was a teenage mom, you know, delivered the baby, blah, blah, blah. They went and picked up the baby, had the baby's room ready. This is true story. This is a heartbreaking story. Got home with a child, raised that child for the first 2 months, took it around, introduced everybody, had parties at their house, do all that. And I want to say it was at about the 80-day mark. The law is that a mother like that has 90 days.
Shut your face.
To change her mind.
It does not end like that.
And at about the 80-day mark, after they've had this baby for 2 months, and it's part of their family, the dad of this teenage mother said, we will help you raise this child. You've got to get that baby back. And they went and brought the baby back.
Oh, that's going to be hard.
That's a punch in the stomach.
And these are friends of mine, and I have never felt more horrible for a couple having to do that long. Yeah. So the way that story ended was, the good news is she then eventually did get pregnant, and they had twins. And so they got like two for one in a way, and they've got two adorable, beautiful daughters now. But
what a horrible time for them.
I think about how horrible that was for them.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to think, if you could, what family would make the switch with a baby that they've bonded with?
Yeah, that would be extremely, it would still be difficult. But at 18 months.
Let me ask you this. So somewhere between 5 months and 18 months in your mind is the sweet spot. What if we asked our listeners, what is that time where you would no longer switch your baby back?
Right.
What is the time? Because if it's 1 week after they're born, I think everybody switches.
Oh, you can switch all you want then.
But if it's 10 years.
Multiple times.
Nobody's going to switch. So what is that time that people would say, okay, that's when I'll make the swap?
Right. I think that's the universe's way of saying this is the kid for you, even though it's not the genes, even though it's not the DNA.
I would probably still just pick the most attractive looking baby. If I really were to boil it down, I'd hold him up side by side and be like, we'll take that one.
Lila does have kind of a lazy eye, doesn't she?
No, she doesn't. Wait a minute.
You should probably make some phone calls.
If she did, swap a Rooney. Let's get her out of here.
Here's our number. To either join the conversation or to yell at us, 303-631-1MIX is our number. You should call right now. I want to know, if we polled five people and we asked them for the sweet spot, at what age would you no longer make the switch?
All right.
I know. Why are we doing this? I don't.
No, this is fascinating.
This is weird.
How is this not fascinating?
What if somebody said
they would still make the switch at like age 9?
Many people would probably switch their kids out at like 18 because they're monsters.
14.
Let's get them out.
And we didn't ask Chris. You're a mom many times over.
Oh, my. Tough.
Like, at what age would you say, nope, I'm not switching back? I'm going to keep the one I got.
Never. I would switch. I would always switch.
No matter what age?
No matter what age.
10 years old.
I would switch.
10 years old.
I would switch.
But yeah. What about that kid you raised for 10 years? That's your kid.
I could still hang out with him.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh,
but then I'd have my bio kid.
Whoa, wait a minute. That's an interesting point. It doesn't mean you could never see them again.
That's what I was thinking.
Unless they live in another state.
Skype.
Shut up.
It's me, your old mommy.
Wave. Hi. Hand, honey.
You want to have your kid need it too?
So right. You want to hear the exact opposite? Her name is Catherine with a C. Dom, the answer is never. She put never in all caps. Even after 2 days at home, you don't start the process over. You never switch back. It only takes a minute for a mother to bond with a child, and you can't rewire her feelings. Mm. So if you find out a month later that the child isn't yours, it actually now is yours.
Right.
So if she found out in a matter of hours, she wouldn't switch back.
Think of all those adorable posts that I watch all day, every day about like a dog raising a little kitten because the kitten's mom didn't make it or whatever. They don't know. It's just love. You're just together with
who's like finders keepers or something.
Who's the dog in this situation?
Right. Mm. Well, and they're very good looking dogs.
Who is online too?
This is Jasper, and I think I heart him.
But Jasper is 12 years old. We said there's a rule on our station, you got to be 18.
Jasper's the man.
But he's 12.
We're flexing the rules for this little puppy.
We're breaking the rules for you,
sure,
Jasper.
Are.
So, but Emily must want you on the air for a reason. So what is it that you want to say about this?
Well, I think that it's like you guys have just said, it only takes a second for a mother to bond with a baby, even a father. So I think it would be really hard for the babies and even the parents, even if you did want your real child, it would be hard to not be with them anymore. It'd be like losing a dog, like a dog running away.
Would be, I guess, like a...
kind of.
It's heartbreaking.
It put up a little sign.
So wait a minute. So do you have an age in mind that it would be okay to switch them?
I think that maybe the first couple months that you have them, maybe at the very maximum one, but...
So 1 month. So
30 days.
30 days, and after that, there is no switching.
You got to
keep
them.
That is your kitten.
I want you to imagine something for just a second, Jasper. You're 12 years old. Do you like your parents?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to imagine for just a moment. It's just mind candy, Jasper. But what if you found out tomorrow that your parents were not your parents?
First of all,
do me a favor. Is your radio turned up there in the background?
Yes.
Turn that all the way down for me, like Emily told you. Yeah. 12-year-old doesn't pay attention. All right. So imagine you found out that they weren't your parents.
Well, I mean, I known them for 12 years, I don't think I would change.
No. Not even one of them? Like, you like one of them better than the other? You're maybe just a mom or a dad?
Kind of a mix and match kind of thing? What if you found out that your real parents, I want you to imagine for your second, I want you to imagine your real parents are multi-gazillionaires.
Oh, hey, no.
And they live in this giant chateau on this lake, and you would have a Lamborghini at age 16. You'd be flying everywhere, every concert you want. Those are your real parents. Now, do you want to switch back?
Yes.
Didn't even hesitate. That's what Jasper's my man.
I knew if I fished long enough with you, Jasper, I was going to get something like that. You are a good man. Where do you go to school?
Prep Academy.
Good for you. You have a great day at school. Thanks for being on the show, buddy, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. You're a cool kid.
He makes me want to have babies. That just happened.
That kind of made my morning right there. So. Little Richie Rich here.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.